podcast today. So I really just want to give a huge shout out to all my listeners. I really appreciate everyone that is tuning back in, and to my new listeners, thank you all. We are here to talk about the things that are sometimes left unsaid. We're here to talk about controversial topics. We are really here to have a dialogue. So I hope y'all are ready to dive in today, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, y'all. Hey y'all, what's good? So we're gonna talk about people assuming positions in people's lives that nobody gave to them. It wasn't communicated. There wasn't a conversation about it. We're gonna talk about that. So recently, I've been having a lot of people like ask me questions about like why communication is important and why I think it's like a big, you know, component of a lot of things. So what I've been telling people is that it's important to communicate and talk to people, regardless if you are trying to be in a relationship with them or not, just to communicate effectively. Because if you don't, that's how things get misconstrued. People have misconceptions. People have random ideas and thoughts going on in their head that ain't necessarily true, right? So, for instance, recently, like a lot of people just been assuming that they have certain positions in my life. And it's like, no, sir. I didn't tell you that we was together. Like, what? Like, what? Why are you getting mad when it wasn't clearly communicated that there was anything more except that we were just talking and texting and, yeah, that's it. How'd you get from, oh, yeah, we're talking and texting and maybe a FaceTime here and there to, oh, yeah, girl really feeling me or vice versa? Like, even for females, like, some females will be like, oh, man, like, he responded to my messages every day, y'all. Like, he responded to my messages every day. Yes, yes, yes. Like, I know, like, he my man. He my man without knowing he my man, though. He my man without knowing me, he my man, though. And it's like, what? Sis, chill. Did you communicate with said person that he was your man? Does said, quote, unquote, man know that he is your man? No, he does not. So, then you got somebody sitting here hurt, like, how they do me like that? Why they do me wrong? Why they do me like that? And it's like, I don't think he or she knew that y'all was supposed to be together in the first place. So they didn't do nobody wrong. They was just acting the way they were acting. So it's like, How you get mad? Like, how you get mad? Like, you didn't talk to said person about it. You didn't say, hey, said person, like, I know we've been chilling, we've been kicking it. So what's good? Like, are we trying to move forward? Are we trying to be together? That wasn't clearly communicated. So you can't be mad if it wasn't clearly communicated. Now, when I tell you, it's a common story. People love to just assume. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, like, learning how to not assume is a whole skill. It's a skill. You learn it. Because trust me, 5 years ago, queen of assuming. It wasn't until these past like 2 years that I really had to sit down and be like, look, you cannot assume. Like, you cannot assume just one possibility of, oh, they just didn't want to talk to me. No, there could be several reasons of why said person did not talk to you today. Why the said person that you've been hitting up or communicating with every day has not responded. So, it is, but I don't know why communication seems to be a foreign thing for certain people. Now, don't get me wrong, I understand that communicating is a skill that people learn. So you ain't popping out the womb like, oh my gosh, I know how to communicate. No, it's a skill. You first learn the basics, how to talk and blah, blah, blah. Then you start applying, understanding social cues and emotional cues and all these different things to how you're going to communicate. Now, let me make it clear that that application of understanding social and emotional cues to your ability to communicate is key. Because if you don't understand when someone is giving you a vibe, because they may not necessarily express it with their words, but they're giving you a vibe, you got to be like, okay, I'm getting this vibe, so I'm going to back away. Read that vibe. Communication is very key. Now, I say this as an important part to this topic because people will disregard all signs, all social cues, all emotional cues, all communication cues, all body languages. They will disregard that and just assume position in people's lives. Okay? People will go around and be like, yeah, so that's my girl, even though she don't know it though. Or that's my man, even though he don't know it though. And it's like, huh? How did y'all come to the conclusion that said person is your significant other and they don't know it? Make that make sense. It don't. Okay. Then people be wondering why they hurt. And it's like, you're hurt because you assume that said person was only supposed to belong to you. And that wasn't even communicated. You and other said person did not communicate that. No, nobody said, hey, yeah, so we're together, we're going to be together. And I know, guys like to say, I don't do that. Men don't do that. Trust me, y'all do. Because everybody has an expectation. Women will, oh my gosh, this man is doing something that I like. Oh my gosh. They are literally fascinated and infatuated with this man. And therefore, now you have this like ideal image in their head. You fit this ideal image. And they're like, yes, this is my man, even though he don't know it though. And then guys, they have this expectation for a female. And as soon as you don't meet it, then they start talking about X, Y, and Z. Man, look what she did, blah, blah, blah. And guys can't tell me that they don't talk. Like, guys talk. It is a known fact. We are humans. We are social beings. You are going to talk. People love to say, I don't talk. I don't be sharing my business. I don't do that. Yeah, okay. Right. You and your homeboys do talk, just as me and my homegirls do, but that's another story for another day. The point is that people have these expectations and they will apply those to people and then have these people in certain positions in their lives that they didn't even communicate that this other person was getting. So no man came up and said, hey, so I want you to be my girl. I want you to be my wife. So blah, blah, blah. No, not said. He just expecting this girl to be on wife status. And then when she out in the streets, oh my gosh, they want to call somebody out their name. No, we're not going to do that. How are you going to have expectations and then not tell sis what the expectations are and then try and dog her and do her dirty? I think not. Now, women. We love to be like, oh my gosh, girl, you won't believe it. He texted me back in 2.5 seconds. He did this. He did that. Like, girl, he is great. I just love him. Yeah, that's my man, even though he don't know it, though. Sis, what? Make that make sense. That's your man, but he don't know he your man? So how do you think your man is supposed to act if he don't know that he's your man? Clearly, this man is going to be out doing whatever he want with whomever he want, and you're going to be mad about it. But look, you can't be mad about something he didn't know about. You can't be mad that he's not meeting expectations that he didn't even know about. You got to clearly communicate that. And this is where we come back to communication. Now, look, I have been in a few relationships myself, and it's important to learn from these relationships because you learn so much. You know, I have learned a lot through my relationships, and it has taught me the effectiveness of communication is key. So that means reading people's emotional and social cues, because sometimes people may want to say something, but they don't know how to properly say it without it turning into something huge. Because sometimes you can say something, but if you say it in the wrong way, then you got a whole argument. You got a whole cascade of events that you didn't even need. So I get it. Sometimes it's hard to say what you need to say, but that's where it comes to a point. We need to be able to understand each other. And we need to be able to be comfortable to have these conversations. And we need to make sure we're doing that so we don't end up getting hurt. Stop assuming positions in people's lives, one, or giving yourself a position that you didn't have. That's how you end up getting hurt. As soon as you assume a position thinking, oh, I'm his wife, yet I'm the wife. Did he tell you that you were his wife? If he didn't tell you that, sis, you better believe that you ain't the wife. I feel like people are very clear in their intentions. If they wanted you to be their wife, they would have told you that. And if you're not, that you're gonna get your feelings hurt. And vice versa. Men assuming positions thinking like, yeah, I'm the only one. And then, but you're not trying to wife her though. Like, but you want her to sit here and wait on you and you not being clear with what you want. See, we got a problem because then everybody's confused. And why are we confused, right? So my point is I need, or I suggest, not even I need, it's just I suggest, because I really feel like things just be getting lost in translation. When I tell you, things get lost in translation so quickly when people are not communicating effectively. And there's an effective way to communicate. There's a healthy way to communicate, and then there's a negative way to communicate, you know? And that negative way is assuming that people know what you're thinking when they don't know what you're thinking. And that's how you get into this whole, I assume that I'm having this role in his life, or I assume that she's gonna act this way for me. And it's like, no. You need to communicate that, because we are all individual people trying to come together to live a life as a formulated us. We're individual people trying to come together and live life as a formulated us. Meaning, now you got two people trying to live life as one. Doing that is very difficult. Two different personalities, two different lifestyles, trying to look. And people communicate differently, you know? Some people may be very blunt, and some people may be like, take a while for them to make sure they formulate their words correctly and whatever they're gonna say to you. So, look, my point is that you should communicate. Communicate and don't assume position. Because if you do assume position before you communicate, that's how you end up getting hurt. So save yourself the trouble. Communicate. Figure out what y'all both want. And then go from there. Now, that's just my tidbit. That's just the little tip of the day. Okay, so I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.